Welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Today we have three guests on from Perseverance Theater talking about their latest production called The Mountaintop, written by Katori Hall, which is opening tonight at the Sydney Lawrence Theater at the Performing Arts Center. We have Josh Lohman, who's no stranger to the show. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Good morning, Steve. How's it going?
Good. And Josh, you are responsible for a number of things with Perseverance, but also you have done something else with the show.
Yeah. On this show, I actually did projection design, which is kind of some video towards the end of the show that I put together for it.
Oh, good. We'll talk about that later on as we get into the show. We also have Liz Morgan, who's playing the part of Kameh. And welcome to the show, Liz.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
And we have Michael Flood, who's playing the part of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you.
Well, this show, from the information we've received, and it's also performed down in Juneau, concerns pretty much the last night of Dr. King's life in the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, which is an intense time to write a play. It's a moment in his life which is highly dramatic, I guess is what I'm trying to say. How does that come together in the play? Liz, you are a housekeeper who comes in to talk with him. So describe a little bit about your part and how that starts to play off.
Yeah, I think there's this like game that people play sometimes where you ask, or like a dinner party question, if you could have dinner with three people, famous people, dead or alive, who would it be? And I think what's really fun about this play is that my character Kameh sort of has a chance to live out that fantasy. And ask Dr. Martin Luther King all the questions that she has, all of the questions about the civil rights struggle, questions that are still pertinent today about how do you create a peaceful life for yourself when there's so much turmoil. Certainly the word intense is appropriate, but she also has like a really fun and funny way of doing it.
Interesting. And I know Katori Hall has mentioned that this play, what was the spark of this play was her mother missing an opportunity to see Dr. King. And is this, you imagine, an imaginary meeting between her mother and Dr. King, or is it just a fictionalized idea of someone meeting him?
Yeah, from what I understand, that was an inspiration, sort of writing this play for her mother, whose name is Carrie May and was called Kameh. Then I think she sort of let her imagination fly and create this character based off of that. I think some of the actresses that she was working with in the original or the first few productions and workshops, I think they helped craft this role to become what's the published version that we're doing now.
Mm-hmm. And Michael, you have a challenging role, don't you?
Yes, that's what everybody says.
That's the obvious question, but mm-hmm. But how have you approached this role?
It's a combination inside out, outside in. It's of course I did a lot of research on Martin Luther King, especially in his last few years of his life, around the time when times are a little more rough for him. He started to lose prominence. He started to become less relevant in the height of Black Power movement, which happened around this time. And it really forced him to become more honest with himself and more honest with the public and to really pick apart his earlier arguments and revise them and become more, I guess, more confrontational in some of his speeches, a little bit more. He was very much about Black empowerment in the community. He was very much about economic empowerment in the community. And his arguments focused more around that later on in his life. And that was a part of him that I really appreciated a lot. So it helped me identify with him from the inside out. And from the outside in, it was just listening to his speeches, listening to the sound of his voice, his cadences, and to really try to not do an impression of that, of his mannerisms, but more of like my interpretation of it.
Interesting, because, you know, we think about famous people and we always lump them into this big, I guess, lifetime idea of who they are. But right. As an actor, you have to look at him in this one night and all those things you said, what has led up to that one moment in his life.
Yes.
What does Kameh bring out in him that we might find that's about this moment in his life that that may be something surprising to the audience.
I think Kameh plays a very pivotal role in this, in that she forces Dr. King to really look into his earlier ideas about the civil rights movement and to really see where the flaws are and where some of the strengths are as well, and to really see how that movement still applies today. And also, Kameh also serves as like a voice of the young people, sometimes a voice of the old people, a voice of the world. And really, it's like all these different critics in this one single housemaid who forces King to really question, yeah, or maybe you have a point there. Wait, not quite that one. Let me tell you why it's not that. And so it's really good. It really gets King to become more impassioned, because this is a moment where he starts to lose his steam a little bit. But Kameh comes in and really forces him to become more impassioned, become more stronger in his stance and his values and his morals. And
I want to get back to that in just a moment, mm-hmm. but this is Stage Talk. We're talking with our guests Liz Morgan and Michael Flood, and also Josh Lohman from Perseverance Theater's production of The Mountaintop by Katori Hall, opening tonight at the Performing Arts Center and running through the 22nd. You mentioned a moment ago the relationship of Kameh and you, and a thought came to my mind that was Dr. King, or at least in your understanding of the character, starting to believe the idea of himself rather than what he was actually believing himself, and that she actually is questioning what he is that makes him no longer think of himself as the quote-unquote Dr. King, but the actual human being Dr. King?
That is a very good question.
I mean, I think Katori Hall's text definitely says that. I think it's hard to know for sure the actual Dr. King was feeling, but I think
exactly.
what's interesting about this play is that, the moment Kameh enters, it's clear that she is in the room with a celebrity. Dr. King even has a phone call down to room service before she even enters. And the hotel room that he's staying in, they've started calling it the King Abernathy Suite. And so there's just become an entire, a lifestyle, I guess, around
an aura around him.
I feel like for me in this particular piece by Katori, Dr. King is battling the celebrity versus the social activist. I feel like a lot of people are very much caught up in the celebrity of it. They like to hear him make speeches and to sign his autograph and get a signature of his autograph. But in terms of really putting in the work for themselves to do what Martin Luther King has promoted or has charged the people to do through his speeches is something that a lot of people did not want to do at the moment. So it's a lot of me as King battling between that celebrity and a social activist.
And also being in the room with someone that I think inherently brings you back down to earth, because, you know, Kameh isn't of that world at all. She's not necessarily a church goer.
Right.
She's less educated. She comes from a lower economic group. Like, so all of the things that they discuss have that in the room that she, I just think pops some of that balloon as well and reminds him that he is just a man. Constantly.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, someone that maybe has bought into their own grandeur and, mm-hmm. you know.
I'm seeing between the two actors in the stage, on the studio here, there's something else going on that happens on stage, I'm sure, between these characters. It pops his balloon, I guess you might say. Josh, let's get to you for a second. You mentioned you have designed a multimedia presentation towards the end of the play.
It kind of goes at the very end. There's this beautiful poem that Katori has written that Kameh performs, and that's kind of the video kind of goes along with that. It's kind of the cherry on the cake. It's I get to put the little explanation point at the end of the show. So it was kind of guided by Lydia, the director, and I mean the words are there, so there's a lot of guidance in what's there, but kind of just taking different pieces of things then, things now, and really kind of just honing things down to a point for the kind of a end mm-hmm. to the piece.
You know, Michael, both you and Liz, and also Josh, you've hinted at this, that this is about not only the racial struggles of that time period, but how it applies to today as well. Do you think we've lost some of that today, that you're trying to bring that back to the consciousness of the public today, or is that something that you find still going on today? Or what is your feeling about this play, what it says to today?
Liz? I feel like the social protest is very much relevant today, just being revised and more in the liking of the new generation who's standing up to, like, trying to make a change. I feel like now we have social media, which really helps a lot, and that is a way that a lot of young people are communicating their thoughts and ideas and their vision. So I wouldn't say it's less relevant or more relevant. It's just a revision of social mm-hmm. protest.
Yeah, I think it's easy, given the amount of progress we've made, to start to become complacent a little bit, and maybe buy into, yeah, the idea of a society that doesn't have issues of oppression, if it's not something that is present for you every day, but to become really, I think this play calls the audience, at least by the end, to get present to the hero in all of us. So, like, I think by showing Dr. King as a man, the reverse happens. You realize that we as men and women, as mortals, can sort of rise to a greatness. And I think particularly this moment that we're in, 2015, still calls for that. You know, when we touched down in Juneau, there was a rally going on for Black Lives Matter, and the statistics of Black men being killed across this country are still startling. And so, how can this be, you know, another way that we sort of carry on this legacy that Martin Luther King has left us? I think is a big part of, I know, why I'm glad that I'm doing this play right now.
Well, we're glad you're here on Stage Talk to talk about this fascinating play, The Mountaintop, written by Katori Hall, performing tonight through the 22nd at the Performing Arts Center, Sidney Lawrence Theater, being presented by Perseverance Theater. Josh Lohman, I want to thank you for being here. Liz Morgan and also Michael Flood, thank you for being on Stage Talk this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
For more information about this play, check our Stage Talk webpage at alaskapublic.org. Check our Stage Talk calendar at alaskapublic.org and find out information about other plays playing around in the area. For KSKA, I'm Steve Hunt.
Stage Talk is a production of the Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.